What I am telling you is that as we speak, elections are underway in Niger. That is a fact. Another fact is that ECOWAS is already issuing an official statement suspending Niger from ECOWAS. That is also a fact. You know, so now the extraordinary summit of ECOWAS of 17 October decided that ECOWAS was sending a delegation to Niger to persuade the authorities from holding these elections that we believe are outside legality, are controversial, and will not lead to national consensus in Niger. President Tanja, in his own wisdom, has rejected that offer of, to postpone, you know, those elections. And as we speak, the elections are ongoing. So the communique of that summit said that as soon if Tanja refuses to, you know, abide by the decisions of the extraordinary summit, then Niger immediately comes under sanctions. And that is what is happening now as far as we are concerned, because the elections are ongoing, you know, which means Niger practically, for all intents and purposes, is under sanctions. And that is what ECOWAS has done. And ECOWAS is already in touch with the African Union to put the Niger file also on the agenda of the African Union Peace and Security Council, which would also automatically lead to the United Nations taking a similar decision. And we know our partners like the European Union are also considering very severe measures against, you know, President Tanja and, you know, the authorities in Niger for blatantly casting aside their constitution that actually forbids the president from going beyond, you know, two terms. You know, as a president. And this is clearly his intention, and that is what he has done. That is a constitutional coup, and we have applied all the canons of ECOWAS protocols, and we are going to continue to work towards the restoration of legality in the country.
Niger is organizing parliamentary election that would see mostly his party members go into parliament because the opposition is boycotted. What is ECOWAS' reaction to this latest development in Niger?
ECOWAS' reaction is very, you know, straightforward. We gave President Mamadou Tanja very clear options and a way out of the current crisis in Niger. The ECOWAS summit of 17 October dispatched a mission, a high-level delegation led by the president of Liberia, Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, to Niamey to hold discussions with President Tanja about the need to postpone indefinitely these elections that are taking place outside constitutional legality. You know, because the 1999 constitution is what is binding in Niger, despite the referendum, which nobody outside Niger really recognizes. President Tanja refused that. So our the way out is very clear. Already, automatically, Niger is under ECOWAS sanctions as the elections proceed today.
President Mamadou Tanja has defied ECOWAS, saying plans are far advanced to cancel today's election. What's next for ECOWAS?
Yes, what is next? ECOWAS never leaves the door shut on any member state in the region. Even while we are very firm on, you know, the need to defend constitutional legality and the rule of law, we, you know, that this is a community of brothers and sisters of a friendly, you know, nation. There can be countries that go outside, you know, that main framework. They will stray, and ECOWAS overriding obligation is to make sure they are shepherded back to the fold. What do I mean by that? Niger is under sanctions. as you have already probably heard from the chairman of the authority, President Musa Yar'Adua of Nigeria, just because of the refusal of President Tanja to postpone these elections and give dialogue a chance with the opposition leaders. In the meantime, President Tanja has also accepted the designation of General Abdulsalami Abubakar, former head of state of Nigeria, as leader in the crisis in Niger. That is itself a recognition by President Tanja that there is a crisis in Niger. And, of course, the former head of state of Nigeria is already putting plans in place to meet some of the major political leaders of the country with a view of charting a way forward despite those elections that have taken place. So the whole of the polity of Niger today is outside constitutional legality. That much is not under any dispute. For that matter, Niger is suspended from all activities of ECOWAS. Niger is not a member of ECOWAS until this illegality is reversed and then the 1999 constitution is restored. That is the minimum that ECOWAS is asking of President Tanja. And the negotiation that goes side by side with the sanctions is to make sure that President Tanja probably have a second thought and that he has a change of heart and that he turns back from the path of destruction that Niger is going today.
Now, Dr. Musa, the opposition in Niger seems not to be pleased with what they describe as the ECOWAS not being forceful with President Tanja. What do you say to that? Because the election goes ahead today.
Yes. Listen, Peter, let me tell you, basic fact. The thing is, under the ECOWAS protocols, right, there are conditions under which ECOWAS can be firmer than this. That is, one, where ECOWAS clearly sees that there is a major humanitarian crisis, where we see that the human rights and humanitarian laws are being trampled under the feet of a dictatorship or an authoritarian regime, or where there is a catastrophe, man-made or natural, that threatens regional security. Niger definitely does not fit into any of these categories. The toughest sanctions we can impose on Niger is suspension from ECOWAS. And we also want to make another issue very clear. ECOWAS is not stopping here. ECOWAS is already transferring the Niger dossier to the African Union and consequently to the United Nations for further action. As I speak with you, through our interaction with our partners, I understand the European Union is already putting Niger under Article 96 of the Cotonou Accord, which already also puts Niger under EU sanctions until it meets certain democratic benchmarks. So there is an incremental pressure building up on the country, and this is as far as ECOWAS can go. That is one. Secondly, we believe that for democracy to be sustained, there is also a role that internal constituencies must play. So instead of the opposition parties accusing ECOWAS, which has done so much already, in the case of, very, very, very difficult circumstances that we see in, Niger. Because never forget, President Tanja claimed that he organized a legal referendum, which we don't recognize. He has given figures that legitimize that referendum. We are doubtful of those figures and all that. But the thing is that he has managed, this whole transition by manipulating the constitution of Niger. And the internal constituencies, I think, must also act more vigorously than they are doing. And that ECOWAS is doing everything in his power to make sure that Niger is in line with the fundamental ECOWAS protocol. And that is exactly what we are doing.